Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host, and we're going to do a show about children. Not only children, but mostly children, because there are so many children on this planet now who have been born in the last decade who have exceptional abilities. And more than that, exceptional understandings, ideas, identities. And there are people around the world who are working with these children because they're not comfortable about it in our world. They're in a different world. And they even say that they're really from somewhere else. And it's quite amazing to work with them. And our guest, who we are about to contact, we've been trying to ring her number in Australia, and she should be on any time now. Okay, she's on now. So our guest is a woman who has taken it on herself because her heart knows that these children need her support, and they need to help bring the planet what their gifts are. And she's such a pioneer and out there speaking now and letting the public know about these children. And on the phone now is Mary Rodwell. Mary, welcome.
Good morning, Peter, from Australia.
Yes, thank you. It's, I know we're in a far different part of the world, and yet your work is about different worlds.
It certainly is, a greater reality, as I call it.
Yes, and you meet children, and you work with them, and you do all kinds of therapy with them and hypno-regression, all kinds of work to help them be more comfortable about themselves and to know that they're understood.
I think the important thing with all of us, with what we have to understand about these amazing children that are being born now and have been over the last, 20, 30, 40 years, in fact, is that they're experiencing a greater reality than many of us. And the worst thing we can possibly do is deny them their experience. And if we don't deny them their experience, then they can continue to expand and accept this greater reality that they're experiencing. And the worst, unfortunately, the educational system and our own beliefs can sometimes be what causes confusion within their minds. So acceptance and encouragement is really what we need to offer.
This world has been so difficult to accept what's different and new. And there's so much denial about it. And these children are not seen as normal, but they're not. But you see them, and other people who understand this see them as healthy because they're able to do things that are unexplainable. And yet they don't feel normal themselves because they, as they say, they've had contact with other beings that we don't know about. And we can't agree with that because we don't know about it.
Absolutely. And the thing that is really important is to understand that, I've always said just because, that dogs can hear sounds that we can't hear because they have the capacity to do that. Our children are having a broader capacity for access that multidimensional world that we know is there, this unseen world that now we know is there, and slowly science is coming to the party with its understanding of quantum mechanics and string theory with the dimensions. So we are actually getting some acknowledgement from the scientific community that this is possible now. But our children and those many intuitives know that this is a reality. This is what they're experiencing, but when they go to school, as a young lady told me at 5 years old, she was telling her friends that she was taken up onto spaceships, but they all, of course, laughed at her, and she soon realized that it wasn't okay to talk. She thought everybody went up on spaceships. She couldn't work out why they were laughing at her. And for her, you know, seeing these beings was a normal part of her reality. But slowly she told me that she shut down for the very reason that people were going to, you know, her peer group were laughing at her. And she said, and so I shut down and I became, from an A student, I went down to, you know, being very average, and some of them say they go even below average because they realize that to highlight themselves in any way was not going to get them acceptance.
Now, you've identified over 1,700 of these children. So there seems to be a critical mass growing here that can create some acceptance about this.
What I think is happening, and it's interesting, even when I talk to what I call normal sort of groups that I ask to speak to, whether it's the Rotary or the Probus or it's any of those that just want to know a little bit more about UFOs and encounters, is I'll say, how many of you are grandparents? And they will often put up, there will be a majority that will put up their hands in those kinds of groups. And I will say, how many of you have noticed that your grandchildren are different? And, you know, a majority will stick their hands up and say, well, I don't remember my children being like this and being so aware and so technologically minded, et cetera, et cetera. But also some of the wisdom that some of these children will articulate confounds the grandparents. And they just, you know, they don't know anything about indigo, star children, children of light, or golden children, all those crystal children. They don't know anything about that. But they do know what they see. And they are seeing a change and shift within their grandchildren that they don't remember seeing in their own children. So, I mean, we do know that this is intergenerational. We know that it goes through genetic lines so that, you know, if someone's having an experience, it's quite likely that certain members of their family and one parent, if not both, and grandparents, it literally, they'll say, oh, my grandfather was very intuitive and always believed in this stuff or whatever. But it's going right through the family lines to the small children that, you know, will say quite enigmatic things like one little girl was only 18 months old and the father said to me that one day she said, Daddy, I want to go to bed because I want to go home. And what she was obviously meaning is that she goes on another level to go and see her family, obviously astrally. And this is what these children seem to be aware of. And we are labeling some of these children ADHD. And the truth is that I don't believe that that is a dysfunction at all. I believe that many of those within the ADHD supposed dysfunction are actually just experiencing a reality that's different to the one that we are experiencing. And a gentleman in Hong Kong told me that, you know, his experiences as ADHD, he calls his book Close Encounters of the ADHD Kind. Many of these so-called syndromes, I believe, are new programs for this evolution that's happening within the human psyche.
Right, and I think we want to create some discernment that so many children nowadays are born into this new age. They are born into the internet world. They into sound bites, and we are looking at a world in front of us that many of us older people have have no idea how fast it's going to move and how aware you need to be, and a lot of these young children are ready for that. They are for those generations coming that they'll either be part of or they'll parent even newer children. And yet, it doesn't mean that those children now, that so many of them are so talented, have all been from other places, other worlds, or have contact with other kinds of beings. It might be that a lot of them are just children of this new time. And yet, there are so many children that are even more unusual. And those are a lot of children that you've come into contact with.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, some of the awareness, it still blows my mind in the sense of how they understand, you know, different aspects of healing. They, many of them are telepathic. I remember one mother saying to me that it was very disconcerting because she would just think to herself, you know, I want to give little Jimmy some, you know, baked beans for dinner. And before she says anything, the little Jimmy will say, yes, baked beans are fine, Mum. And this kind of thing from a five-year-old, they talk about going up on spacecraft. Many of them talk about, and one five-year-old said to his mum, look, I don't mind going through the walls, and they teach me more on the ships than I learn at school. These kinds of statements can be absolutely confronting to a parent. One 10-year-old child who'd been sick was, the mother went into the bedroom and she said, he was looking out into sort of what she thought was nothing, and she said, what are you doing? And he said, I'm looking at my blue energy body. I can see why I'm sick and the blocks. He said, but in a few days they will be gone. Now, these are sort of statements that, you know, completely flummox the parents. And one young boy walked along with his mother in the shopping mall and basically started to point out to her the percentage of extraterrestrial genes in each person that they passed. He would say 25%, 50%, 70%. And this is, you know, thankfully a lot of these parents are already, you know, on their journey of waking up, so that they didn't dismiss this as the child being, you know, crazy, but they are still very confronted by this kind of information articulated by their children.
Now, that's one way that we are identifying these children, is that they are able to communicate in ways and about things that are teaching us more about life and multidimensionality. And yet there are also children who speak other languages that we've never heard before. And you've had contact with children who can sign. They have a different kind of sign language, a different kind of spoken language, a different kind of written language that no one has seen before.
And that's correct. And, you know, it's interesting that some of these will be recognized, but with other people that are what I call it, fall into that Star Kids kind of arena, which will say that I've done identical signs like this or scripts like this, or they will recognize the language and become very emotional. And this is a language they will articulate far more freely and fluently than their own native tongue, and they will say that they feel wonderful when they're articulating it. And this is, you know, also being used. Some of them use it actually for healing. They will say that the soul recognizes the language that I'm using, because it's from their origins. So there's a whole layer, a complex layer that goes with this. And for me, it's obviously more evidence of the reality that they are having an extraordinary, you know, experience. But even more than that, I am trying to understand what is going on when they articulate these, and why they're actually articulating these languages now. And for many of them, it's related back to their time on the spacecraft, where they are connecting with what they call their family.
Well, also, we're talking about children, but you've met adults that can do this.
Absolutely. And I would say, you know, that a majority of those that come to me come with the Star Kids profile, which is the one that's on my website. There's only a small percentage that I would call would fit in what is generally termed the abduction scenario. And what I have to say is that's only about 20% of the numbers that come to me. And that 20%, many of them are only fearful because they don't understand. They haven't been able to access. It's more they've been frightened of what they thought might happen rather than what really did happen. And often when I've taken them in hypnosis to explore that experience, what they believe happened is often very different to what really happened. And they learn that there are medical procedures on the craft, because they are looking at our DNA, they are looking at the pollution on the planet. There are medical exams for all of that. But also they have healing procedures on the craft. They are taught everything from cosmology, the real origin of the species, quantum physics, and some of this, you know, they are able to tell me about. I remember a farmer telling me that he couldn't understand why he knew quantum physics, because, you know, he raised cattle. And he said, what use is it to me? But he said, I know this stuff. And he was actually quite disturbed that, you know, he had this information, but he didn't know what he was supposed to do with it.
Well, a lot of people are walking around, and you and I had an informal phone call last night that we could talk about some of the experiences that we know about and what you know, things that are going on this planet that might surprise all of us soon, that maybe there are a lot of people who aren't who we think they are. They're from some other places, and they've integrated with us. I once had a guy come in for a session with me for my counseling work, but instead he just went into some kind of a little contortion and started speaking in a very, very strange language, certainly not of this planet, and then came out of it. And I said, "What happened?" He said, I needed to do this initiation for you from another world." And I said, "Okay." It was certainly convincing. And I was very impressed by him. So some of us are in positions, you and I are in positions where we might be, people might approach us for the kind of work that we do and expose themselves more. And I think the more and more you're out there in the public, the more and trusted by people who have had contact, the more I think you'll see and learn for the rest of us.
I think it's really, really important that that it is put out there for all the reasons you mentioned, Peter, is that for a lot of those that come to me, they might be in their 50s, 60s or 70s, and they will say to me, "All my life this has been going on, but I've never, ever felt safe enough to talk about it." Even to their closest and dearest, you know, their partners or even their children, because of the fear factor that they'd be rejected or that they will be seen as psychiatrically unwell, and the judgment that comes with that. And so, you know, they may have literally kept this so-called secret about themselves and the amazing things they've experienced until that very moment when they've come to see me. And one of the things that I think is really important for any of those that are having experiences, and they say to me, "How is it I don't meet others that have these experiences too?" And I'm saying, well, until you accept that within yourself and you accept this is part of who you are and, you know, even love that aspect of yourself is even more important, then you'll be of the frequency where you will draw others to you that are on the same page as you, and you'll be able to finally, you know, meet others like yourself. Because I said there are millions out there like yourself that think it's just them, and they're the only one having it, and they're strange and they're weird, but they don't realize that this planet now is in a whole period of quickening, where people are waking up in droves all across the planet, and suddenly everything that ever mattered to them a few years ago no longer matters. And you know, what's coming in now is that they have this trigger event, something that makes them stop in their tracks and almost an epiphany, and then everything changes, their whole world changes, and they start to look at the world in a completely different way. And sometimes it may just be the sighting of a UFO is the trigger event, or meeting somebody that said something that triggers that. And often I say, when people see my presentations, that can be a trigger event for a lot of people. I'm very aware. I ought to have something on my forehead that says, "This lady is a danger to your personal reality," because I am showing triggers through my presentations. The symbols might be a trigger event. Hearing the languages might be a trigger event. You know, all these different ways, as you are, Peter, in your work, you are providing a trigger event or a catalyst that, if the person is ready, will actually be what wakes them up to their true journey and the multidimensional reality that we all exist in.
That's true, and I've always realized that about my work, because I do work very intuitively, and people come in, and I know things about them that I wouldn't know otherwise, you know, other than being intuitive. And it fascinates them so much with how I know what's going on in their inner worlds, that and their lives, and so much about them. It might be 10 minutes, and they might say, "Oh, you know me better than anyone else, and I just met you." And what, to me, that means that I'm introducing these people to a possibility that our reality is much bigger than we realize. And so it changes their worldview of how this world works, how their mind works. If other people can know their minds and know their lives without anyone having to tell them about it, what does that say about us in the universe? And so what you're talking about is multidimensionality that you're waking people up to. And you're such a pioneer of that. I mean, the work you're doing is very specific, working with people in need because they are different. But you're also helping the world be exposed to that so the world can then learn to accept it better.
I think the thing that I see, I mean, I was a midwife, and many people have said to me, you're midwifing or you're the midwife to helping people into a new reality. What I think I've tried to offer more than anything else is acceptance of someone's experience, no matter how much it may challenge the worldview, because we have a discrimination against personal reality on this planet, and that is the worst thing you can do to anyone, is deny them their experience or deny them their reality. And once we accept that, you know, we're multidimensional beings and that we can tap into the collective consciousness of this planet and one another, this is where we're meant to go. This is what we really are. This is our potential, that we will no longer have this problem with communication. We are heading towards a telepathic community where we will be able to understand and connect with each other from that level, which will change everything. There'll be no need for deceit. There'll be no need for the controls that have been going on. And this is why, you know, we don't need to fear really what's going on this planet in terms of the clampdown, because they can't stop this. This is an evolutionary progress that is got to happen and is where we're headed. And, you know, no matter what happens in the difficult and challenging weeks or months or, you know, ahead of us, ultimately, we are going to see who we really are and the potential of who we really are and what we can do in terms of everything from healing this planet to healing ourselves.
Well, it must be very exciting to you to see so many doors, new doors open to you and what you have to offer the world about this. That must be helpful to you to see. You know, it's an awakening that's going on that welcomes you more than you probably ever believed.
Oh, Liz, this has been my awakening. All the beautiful, amazing souls that I've had the honor to meet through working with them, and how they taught me so much about what reality really is. Through them, I've learned about, you know, they say something's only impossible until it isn't. And I've realized that I don't know what I don't know. And the possibilities are endless and go beyond anything we can possibly imagine. So, and I would like to say, for those that are fearful about what's happening on the planet, the way that I see this is all these amazing souls being born on this planet right now and have been over the last, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years, etc., they would not be coming to this planet unless the potential was for some wonderful event. They're not coming to be taken out, and they wouldn't waste their wonderful abilities to come to a planet that's going to be destroyed or taken out. They're coming to assist this planet to change in the way that it needs to, and that's what I really feel. And I've right. certainly said that about my own soul journey. I'm not coming here for a waste of time. I've got to know that my soul would certainly not want to come if it knew that at the end of the day that I'm wasting my time.
Well,
so,
Mary Rodwell, I want to say that you're not, and I'm so impressed with the work you're doing. How can people reach you?
Through my website, which is acern.com.au.
A-C-E-R-N.
A-C-E-R-N.
.com.
Yep. Yeah, .au. But if you just type in Mary Rodwell in Google, you'll see my website come up as well. So
right.
It's very, very easy. But it's the Australian Close Encounter Resource Network.
Mary,
we
have to sign off. Thank you.
Some
we have to sign off. Thank you so much. It's been wonderful talking with you. I hope you can be a guest again on Energy Stew. Thank you.